this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. The first of the month has passed, and a lot of people have decided that they can't afford to pay their rent, and therefore they would not pay their rent. So we want to talk about the protections that might be available to those renters. And joining us to talk about it is Nick DiNardo. Thank you for being with us. And we did have the first of the month pass. That's usually when rent is due for renters. What are you hearing from local renters?
Well, a lot of our clients and even people who weren't previously income eligible for legal aid services have called and said they lost their jobs due to COVID-related issues, and they can't afford to pay the April rent. And unfortunately for a huge number of people in our community, they're, you know, folks are living paycheck to paycheck. They don't have any savings. They're already paying more than probably 30% of their household income for housing. And so when they lose that employment with little or no notice, they don't have any options. It's not a matter of choosing not to pay the rent. They simply don't have the money.
And how many people have you heard from?
Quite a few already. I don't have exact numbers, but our intake in people asking for rental assistance has increased significantly.
Okay. And so when you talk about rental assistance, what does that mean?
Well, we had previously had a program that was set up that we call the Eviction Prevention Assistance Program. That's been going for about 7 or 8 months now, and we started that because prior to COVID, our community was already having an eviction crisis. We have one of the highest eviction rates in the country, and so we said we need to find new ways to deal with this crisis that we're experiencing in our community. And so we had put together a project that would help people both get legal representation in eviction cases, but also get emergency assistance where they could show that they encountered some kind of an unforeseeable emergency that caused them to get behind in rent, that they can afford the rent going forward. So that program was already in place. We had partnered with both Community Action Agency and St. Vincent de Paul, along with legal aid, to make this project happen. Okay. So once COVID came along, we realized, well, now a huge percentage of the working poor are going to not be able to afford the rent as they start getting laid off. And so we tried to morph that program into something now to help people who are facing eviction due to being laid off from COVID.
So it sounds like you had some protections in place for people already. You said that you had to morph it in response to this COVID-19 pandemic. What did that morphing look like?
Well, because we're going to have such a huge increase in the number of people who are trying to get assistance from this. So we've reached out to various funders, both the city and county have funded this work. We're also looking at some statewide funding and some federal funding to get additional dollars in place to help people get the rent covered until unemployment compensation, you know, kicks in for those who are eligible for that. And that's not all working people are not eligible for unemployment comp. We want to make sure that, that we can at least get people over the hump for the next month and then can reevaluate what the financial situation looks like after that.
What are you hearing from tenants as it relates to landlord communication? Are they having difficulties with some local property owners?
You know, it really runs the gamut. Some landlords are very understanding, are trying to work with people, do repayment agreements or forbearance agreements. Some are even referring their clients here. But in a similar way, we've also seen an uptick in what are called self-help evictions, where a landlord does not go through the court eviction process and instead just tries to change the locks or force people to move by turning off utilities. Completely illegal under Ohio law, but we are seeing an uptick in those cases as well. The Hamilton County courts have been not holding eviction hearings the past few weeks, and I don't think they're going to start hearing them again until mid-May. And so, unfortunately, some of the less responsible landlords in our community are taking matters into their own hands.
So, in addition to rent being due, people's mortgages are also due, and a lot of landlords aren't necessarily land barons. Maybe they own a property or two that they rent out as additional personal investment. So there are mortgages to pay, and those folks might be concerned about their cash flow and keeping their properties current. How are we to reconcile this balance, this challenge where both parties, a landlord and a tenant, have a bill that's due, and both are facing the possibility of not having the necessary funds?
Well, that's why I think it's so important for our local, state, and federal governments to put more money into eviction prevention and rental assistance. Because what that does is it gets the tenant current for another month and it puts money in that small landlord's pocket to pay their mortgage. So this is an excellent use of funds to kind of help promote the status quo while we wait for this crisis to pass. It's far cheaper to help someone out with 1 month's rent than it is to deal with a tenant getting evicted or a landlord having their rental property go into foreclosure because it wasn't paid. It's far more expensive to put someone in a shelter or to go through a foreclosure crisis, foreclosure case if you're a landlord. So that's why we think this is the most efficient and kind of best solution to keep everyone stable for now.
We're talking on the phone with Nick DiNardo. He is representing Legal Aid Society of Greater Cincinnati. Nick, are there any types of leases that make certain tenants more vulnerable to a situation like this?
No, whether or not you have a 1 year lease or some other term, or you're a month to month tenant, landlords still must go through the eviction process. So the type of lease you have doesn't really affect what's going on now. What I can say is, if you are what's called a month to month tenant, if you're not in the during a 1 year lease term, a landlord can end the tenancy by simply giving 30 days notice. There doesn't have to be any reason to end that tenancy. So you're definitely less secure if you're a month-to-month tenant, but I don't think that's playing a huge role in the COVID crisis and the eviction crisis we're currently seeing.
I overheard a conversation just yesterday where someone was cleaning out an apartment for someone to move in. I thought, what a strange time to have to move. I'm wondering if you've heard any stories in these calls from tenants who maybe had planned to move at some point during this pandemic, and perhaps that landlord was planning to rent or already had somebody lined up to rent on the other side of that change. What type of difficulty that's presenting if they've decided not to move or that they can't?
Well, I mean, it was already hard to move in Hamilton County. We have a real housing crisis here where there's not enough decent, affordable units for the people who need them. And the COVID crisis has just amplified that. We've heard from many of our clients and other tenants who are looking for new places. And a lot of landlords just aren't showing apartments right now because they don't want to have the risk of meeting a person they don't know at an apartment, interacting with them. So what we've heard is a lot of landlords are waiting until this is passed to even show apartments or advertise them, that sort of thing. So for tenants who do have to move during this time period, it's even harder than it has been previously.
Can you talk a little bit about the coronavirus information that your organization has placed on its website?
If you look at Cincinnati Legal Aid's website, which is www.lascinti.org, we have a variety of materials that we have developed specifically for the crisis related to housing and the other areas we cover, family law and domestic violence, education and children's law, benefits law. So we have a lot of different information up there about the different issues that people are facing. You know, one thing we're trying to get across to people in terms of our housing work is, if you're a renter, pay the rent. You have to do that. There is no moratorium on the filing of evictions or anything else right now. The Hamilton County courts are not hearing eviction hearings for at least another month, but you still have a duty to pay your rent. Same thing with our low-income homeowners. You must pay your mortgage payment, and if you don't, there could be some problems for you. There is a moratorium on the filing of foreclosures for federally backed mortgages, and there are some other protections out there, but we're still encouraging people to pay the rent, to pay your mortgage if you at all are able to, and if you're not, to look for some assistance to get you through this kind of rough time period.
And again, we're talking on the phone with Nick DiNardo. He is an attorney with the Legal Aid Society of Greater Cincinnati, and we're talking about vulnerable tenants during this COVID-19 pandemic. Nick, you mentioned that the calls and the types of stories are running the gamut in terms of property owner response. So we talked a little bit about smaller property owners who might be having some difficulties of their own paying their mortgage, which creates problems for both parties. What are you seeing in terms of response for those larger apartment communities and the companies that own those?
I mean, it really depends from company to company. Like I said, some of those larger companies have been referring their tenants who can't pay either to Legal Aid or to St. Vincent de Paul or Community Action Agency, our partners. Some landlords are passing out notices to leave the premises and say, if you can't pay the April rent, we're going to proceed as normal. And they may have to wait a few extra weeks for an eviction court date, but you can still file eviction cases right now. So I think part of the issue, whether it's a small landlord or a big landlord, like the real problem we've seen is there is no statewide moratorium on residential evictions. There is a moratorium on commercial evictions, and that's confused a lot of people. But for some reason, the governor and the Ohio Supreme Court could not get it together to pass a moratorium on residential evictions. So in Hamilton County, the both eviction hearings and set-outs have stopped until sometime in May. In some of our more rural counties in the listening area, they may still be both holding eviction hearings and doing set-outs in the midst of this crisis where you really don't want people to be unhoused. You don't want people, you know, having to interact with other folks.
When someone seeks out advice from the Legal Aid Society, what's the first thing that they're told?
Well, we've been encouraging people who can to pay the rent. There's a lot of kind of rumors going out there that you don't have to pay the rent or that there is this eviction moratorium. And so what we've been telling people is if you're able to, first thing, pay the rent. If you're not, we look at your eligibility for various sources of emergency funding. Hamilton County Department of Jobs and Family Services has a program called PRC, Prevention, Retention, and Contingency. So if someone is eligible for that funding, we try and help them with an application there. If they're not eligible for that funding, we look at other funding. Another great source of funding right now for people facing emergencies is the Veterans Services Commission. So if the caller's a vet, we refer them there because they also have some emergency funds. But that's been the big goal, is to encourage people who are able to pay, and if you're not, try and find some sort of source of emergency funds for them.
Okay, we'll note the different responses from the three states in our listening area. In Kentucky, Governor Andy Beshear last month ordered a halt to all residential evictions and specified that it does not relieve people of the obligation to pay rent or to make their mortgage payments. In Indiana, Governor Holcomb signed a similar executive order, according to WCPO's reporting, on March 19, declaring that no residential eviction proceedings or foreclosure actions could be initiated during the state's public health emergency, but also added that this does not relieve anyone's obligations to make those payments. And as you mentioned, Nick, in Ohio, the Supreme Court on March 27 issued that tolling order, which has the effect of delaying most eviction proceedings, although those evictions...
Actually, that's not correct. The tolling order does not delay most eviction proceedings. It's not a moratorium. It may extend statute of limitations and some other filing deadlines, but there are going to be eviction hearings that are going to take place mid-May in Hamilton County. And that's the real problem, is that Ohio has not done what Kentucky and Indiana have both done.
No, that was going to be my question, is how does Ohio differ from what Kentucky and Indiana did, and which response is better through your legal eyes?
There is no statewide moratorium in Ohio. Both Indiana and Kentucky did a better job, and our governor and our Supreme Court need to do better by this. They passed a moratorium on commercial evictions, you know, so evictions from, you know, shops and businesses, that sort of thing, but no moratorium on residential evictions. So no moratorium for people, just for companies. And it's an embarrassment. Our statewide government should do better. Right now, we still have some courts in the listening area in Ohio who are still doing eviction hearings.
In person?
Yes.
So that indicates that the person who is being evicted has to show up?
Yes, and can still be set out.
Which part?
In fact, it's occurring in other areas of the state as well, in even higher numbers, and that's why we need a statewide moratorium on this. It's just a matter of public health and safety.
Nick DiNardo is an attorney with the Legal Aid Society of Greater Cincinnati. Nick, sorry about our rocky start to this when I misinterpreted a note from the producer on how to address you, but I'm glad you could come and talk with us, and we've got a link to your website on our website, and hopefully people will find more information there if they need it. Thank you, Nick.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for taking the time for this important issue.
Our pleasure. And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Elise Meckler. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. As our region responds to the COVID-19 coronavirus global pandemic, Cincinnati Edition will bring you in-depth conversation with those on the front lines, what your family needs to know, and what could happen next. And we take your phone calls at 513-419-7100 so that medical experts can answer your most pressing questions in this time of uncertainty. Cincinnati Edition, live at noon every weekday on 91.7 WVXU.